Parshat Mas'ei. I'm calling this Dvar Torah a world gone astray. My wife and I just came back from an extended trip to the United States, New York, New Jersey, Maryland area. And there are a number of issues that perhaps you could see about America that's more blatant, about the problems that the United States government population are facing. And perhaps to a certain extent that's mirrored also in Israel. But as they say in Yiddish, agast vail zetamayel, if you're there for a short amount of time, you could see a lot of things that you could see in the United States. And I think we discussed the issue in my modest understanding. We could divide the issue into two different groups of people. Some don't intend on causing death and destruction and to bring humanity or the society to vulgarism, to profanity, to obscenity, but it ends up like that. The other group have the responsibility of enhancing life, creativity, raising humanity to inspirational and moral, and perhaps sacred levels, stages, but somehow they fail dismally. In this week's Parsha, Mas'ei, we're finally, hi guys, from Chutz Laretz, you're going to catch up with Eretz Yisrael. And Dafka, towards the end of Sefer Bamidbar, we have the Parsha of the Goel Hadam, the Rotzeach B'Shogeg, he who kills by accident. And there is a trial, V'tzilu Ha'eda et HaRotzeach, and they said, well, it wasn't B'mezid, it's B'Shogeg, it was by accident. And they send them off to Ir Miklat, the city of refuge. V'yashavo Admot HaKohen HaGadol. And he should remain there until the Kohen HaGadol dies. Rashi has two explanations. The second explanation is well known to us. I wanted to speak about the first explanation. The relationship between the Rotzeach B'Shogeg, this murderer, killer, whatever you want to call him, and the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, is that Shehuba Lahashrot Shechina B'Yisrael, the function, the purpose of the Kohen Gadol is to bring the Shechina amongst Israel, Ulaharich Yameyem, and to bring longevity. Varotzeach, flip the coin over, is Boal the Saleket Hashchina Yisrael. He comes to push away, get rid of the Shechina from the Jewish people. Umekatzer et Yameyem. And bring down the age of death, the average age of death. Eino kedai sheyeh lifnei kohen gadol. It's not proper that these two people should be together. So the questions, I think, are questions that are obvious. First of all, why connect, what link the Rotzeach B'Shogeg with the Kohen Gadol, the murder in the Kohen Gadol? They never met. They never impacted upon one another. So why the relationship here? And the simple, obvious question also is, Hashem, why kill the Kohen Gadol? Kill the Rotzeach. He went, he did the murder. What did the Kohen Gadol do wrong? And then another question is, why accuse the Rotzeach B'Shogeg? It was unintentional. It was accidental. And was he motivated to rid us of the Shechina and lower the average age of death? So, This Sifri that this Rashi quotes needs some explanation. Let's get back to talking about the world that we live in today. The Rotzeach B'Shogeg, I think, is represented by our populace and media. The Kohen HaGadol depicts and illustrated, represents perhaps our political congressmen, senators, even judges, and even our religious leadership. And these two perspectives on life, these worlds are in a clash. The Rotzeach, back, I'm playing back and forth between our North American, Western political issues with the population itself. The Rotzeach does not intend to do harm, but he's blind to reality. He's blind to the state of the world that it really is. And therefore he's not careful. He's very shitchi. There's no profundity. Not what you really want it to be. The Kohen Gadol, the political slash perhaps religious leadership, is also blind to reality. Most often his blindness is blindsided, and it's determined by a combination of naivete, ignorance, or perhaps more important, a self-importance as inflated feelings of pride in his superiority, his gaiva to others, which permit dishonesty and deviousness. It's a terrible situation. You meet people and people and people, if they want to talk about the political situation, they're broken. Is there a remedy to rectify the apparent destruction and termination of a potentially extraordinary society that was once upon a time enthralled with human dignity, pride, and harmony? Let's go back to the parsha. The Rotzeach must be vanquished to Ir Miklat, and perhaps be enabled to return sometime, someday, to a normative society. The Kohen Gadol, the politicians, the judges, and so on and so forth, the media, must be replaced with someone who has a better understanding of his moral and ethical authority, moral and ethical responsibility. This will enable the Rotzeach to start anew. The Kohen Gadol dies, and the Rotzeach B'Shogeg returns to society, giving him another chance. May our populace and our leadership reevaluate its potential of bringing Goel Tzedek, b'mheira b'yameinu, Amen.